December 27th, 1 a.m. The apostle says, John to the little John, after the master and the mother, I am also speaking, to give you a spiritual teaching. To be among the beloved, it is necessary to do what I did through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Absolute faithfulness, which accepts everything without hesitation or debate. Purity in spirit, in mind, in flesh. Heroic charity. Sometimes God subjects us to trials which are nothing but tests of the gold of the soul. We are destined to this dwelling which I possess alongside my God. But here those who bear even the slightest mixture of impurity in their souls do not enter. It is trials that strip us of what is impure in us, and make our spirits into quartz without dross. Faithfulness leads us to overcome the trials without their damaging our faith and our love. I always believed in the Master. I always accepted everything from him. I wanted what he wanted from me promptly. I annulled my will and my human reason, which I burned like victims on an altar, so that I would be a host worthy of Christ. I wanted nothing that was mine. I asked my Master for everything. A new heart, new thought, a new character. That would be his, like his, and everything in his service. I made my natural purity whiter than an angelic lily, by plunging it into love for my Master. To be angels is not burdensome, when our wings rest on Christ's heart. And to become seraphim for whom love no longer holds any secrets is the natural consequence of those who wed themselves to incarnate love. It is necessary to contract this spiritual marriage, and never know the horror of mystical adultery. Charity is our salvation, for it sanctifies us, by drawing us into its sublime vortex, and forgives us for what the flesh commits in us against our will, since it is a rebellious weight longing for what is base, whereas the spirit, already attracted on high, longs for and rises into acts of worship of God. My word for you, disciple, is the same as the one I said to the disciples long ago. Love. From love there come light, life, hope, faith, constancy, fortitude, and justice. Everything comes from love. Those who possess love possess the Spirit of God. And those who possess the Spirit of God have in themselves the seven founts which annul the seven sins impeding life in God. In the darkness holding sway bear in yourself the inflamed light of the world. You will obtain the possession of heaven for yourself. May the peace of Christ always be with you. Also on December 27th, at 6 a.m. Jesus says, it is my four evangelists who, as fire radiating fire, bear my voice in the direction willed by their inflamed spirits. They bear my glory to the peoples, for they cause me to be known, and with their ardor move the thunder over which my majesty as God, Redeemer, and Master blazes. Their spirits, eternally living in God, move the mystical wheels, and, without human means, give them life, since they are spirits of life. At a distance of 20 centuries, aren't they the ones who still evangelize, and direct towards me the mass of humans, and that of believers and fill the Roman Church with the holy roar of my teaching, sounding with my voice, which booms like the voice of an organ under the mystical vaults of the boundless temple of God which receives you, O Christians who are not faithless, lifeless, or deniers, and extends, as vast as a firmament, over all the earth and takes in the peoples in the shadow of the cross and the tabernacle. Isn't it their word, an echo of my word, which descended into their hearts, and became light in them by the will of the Spirit which, with the sound of immense waters, conveys to you the tone of the sublime voice of God? In the sound of their steps, isn't there the sound of the multitudes which their word has attracted to me, like the sound of an army on its way, the holy army of Christ, their leader and Lord, who with them overcomes the forces of hell, and conquers heaven through them and with them? In their appearance, and here I am not referring to the symbolism of the face, but of style, aren't there the ones who convey to you so vividly and perfectly my fourfold figure as a divine man and my perfect humanity, not different from yours in needs and passions, but exalted to perfection, which teaches you the peaks to which one must carry oneself, in order to belong to the heavens, and the way the Father made you for the heavens? My patience and strength, through which overcame Satan, death, and the world, and I overcame you with love and dragged you, like a block of Parian marble, up the slope whose summit is heaven? My courage, my heroism, compared to which the lion's is nothing, for I don't have the courage of those who assault to nourish their self but the heroic, sublime courage of him who lets himself be assaulted, and slain to make himself life-giving food for those languishing on the earth? isn't it? Above all, my divinity which shines and flashes in intelligence, and brings you the light from the center of the heavens, and brings you charity, and brings you wisdom, and brings you knowledge, and brings you God, triune, making you aware of the Father and possessors of the Spirit, carrying you up to heights in which only those who have made their human heaviness into spiritual lightness fly like an eagle called by a love, to eternal unions where you are no longer men, but gods? Don't they teach you, by their remaining motionless, worshipping, when my voice thunders in the heavens the great truth, that there is no voice greater than mine, holier or truer, and that every other voice, every other power, must keep silent, and halt when it speaks, to receive it as a priceless gem, and bear it within to show it to the throngs, and carry them off to God? Doesn't my glory rest upon them, as upon the secure throne, and doesn't my light shine on these blessed ones who have seeded the earth with my word, and converted it to Christianity and redeemed it, teaching it about the Redeemer and God, Jesus Christ? O beloved daughter, feed on this holy word, which they bring you and I give to you. Since you are destined to repeat teachings of the word, who takes your smallness to confound the great, and console the humble, accept the food which I offer you, and do not refuse it. If the subject seems disagreeable and inedible, like a heavy roll of parchment, know that I break its seals, and crumble its parts for you, because I love you and want to nourish you with holy food. Open your heart and satisfy its insatiable hunger, for the heart that has known God is insatiably hungry for Him. My old and new gospel shall be most sweet honey for your spirit,